Morning to everyone. Our first case this morning is State v. Charles D. Blewett. Mr. Shanahan, good morning to you.
Good morning. May it please the court, Timothy F. Shanahan, Assistant Public Defender on behalf of the appellant, Charles Blewett. This is an appeal from the District Court of Douglas County, wherein Judge Durr of that court denied a juvenile transfer request. Charges were filed on September 18th. Motion to transfer was filed November 18th of 2015. Judge Durr issued his order denying our request for a transfer to juvenile court. It's our argument that such an order is a final order, thus subject to appeal. As stated in my brief, the court's aware in January 1st of 2015, the legislature excised particular language as it relates to the district court judge considering the facts and finding rulings, and the particular statute before 2015 said the court shall state its reasons for its findings, but not for purposes of appeal. Then in January of 2015, the legislature took out that language about the inability to appeal this as a final order.
In terms of either logic or our previous jurisprudence about statutory interpretation, does the elimination of a negative automatically equate to a positive?
I think so.
And what form of logic do you rely on? Court authority do you rely on for that proposition?
I don't believe there is any, and that's kind of why we're here. You're absolutely right. The statute contained that language prior to January of 2015, and then all of a sudden, in January of 2015, it excludes that specific language. And to me, when you do apply plain meaning of the statute, that language is no longer there. And I think there's a good argument that, therefore, the intent was that this be a final order.
Assuming that we attribute no significance whatsoever to the deleting of that language, what's your best argument that it nonetheless is a final order?
Well, it certainly affects a substantial right of the juvenile.
Substantial right is that?
The fact that judicially and courts recognize juveniles at a different level, for lack of a better phrase, than adults. That's why I put in my brief an analogy to State versus Mandich. Of course, United States versus Miller, where in the courts agreed or recognized that there's diminished mental maturity among juveniles, and they have the right to be considered, their age to be considered, as opposed to adults. The court went on to say that juveniles have diminished culpability, greater prospects for.
Is that a constitutional right or a statutory right?
I think it's not statutory from what I see. I think it's totally case law.
Counsel, wouldn't a youth's age and impulsivity be considered in district court just the same way it would in juvenile court? I don't understand how it would be diminished in one court over another.
strictly considering age?
The argument that you're making, that juveniles are different, wouldn't that apply regardless of which court the case proceeds in?
Sure.
And how is it affected? Assuming it were even a right, how is it affected?
I think in district court, as this was the case here, age was one of many factors that courts have considered, but denial certainly affects the right for them to be, I don't want to say held to a different standard, but given deference, maybe, when the court made its ruling, I think that had an effect on Mr. Blewett, because in juvenile court, as you all know, it's a separate court. There's penalties in adult court. There's dispositions in juvenile court that are not punitive. Juvenile court's a court of rehabilitation. And I think the right to be considered as a juvenile strictly because of age is a substantial right that is affected.
Do you believe that juvenile services are not available in criminal court?
I think such as evaluations and subsequent treatment, if recommended, are available in adult court. But what's huge, certainly, is the disposition, or in adult court case, sentencing. Again, juvenile court's rehabilitation, there is no punitive purpose, unlike adult court. So
what about our prior jurisprudence in this area, for example, State versus Meese? How does that play in this case?
I don't know that Meese addresses the new change in the statute. And I think that's very crucial. I guess my question is, why was it in there prior to 2015? And now it's extracted. There must have been some.
Were there other statutes being revised and implemented effective January 15 that might be relevant?
I don't believe relevant to this situation that I've been in. And I think it's important to realize the excising of that language had some reason, but I don't know how necessary it is to delve into the legislative intent when you apply the plain meaning of a statute in that case, which says we're not going to guess. The statute on its face is clear and unambiguous.
Well, it's not clear to the... It certainly doesn't say this is a final appealable order.
It doesn't. Grant you that, but because of the taking out of that language, I think there's now an argument that it is. Otherwise, I don't know why they do it. So I think it's certainly a final appealable order because of the nature of juvenile versus adult. And as far as the second argument, basically Mr. Blewett got arrested subsequent to being under the jurisdiction of the juvenile court on his first case. And our argument was that there weren't many orders, if any, applied because we hadn't really got to a crucial dispositional hearing. And he didn't have a chance yet to try and rehabilitate himself under the orders of a first case. So there's certainly plenty of time to do that if this matter were to be transferred to the court. I believe Your Honor asked in adult court versus juvenile court. In my opinion, I think there's many more services available. It's more hands-on in juvenile court to rehabilitate the juvenile as opposed to adult court. I realize there's probation. I realize there's fines. But there's sometimes very, very serious crimes where they're found to be true in adult court, where the penalties are can be very extreme. And they can be found true in juvenile court, but certainly not punitive.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Ralph, good morning to you.
May it please the court. My name is Austin Ralph. I represent the state of Nebraska. The primary issue on appeal is whether the district court's denial includes motion to transfer to the court. It's a final appeal order. We submit, for the reasons set forth in my brief, which I'll discuss here shortly, that it is not. Accordingly, we ask this court to dismiss this appeal for lack of jurisdiction. As this court is aware, for there to be appellate jurisdiction, it must be either a final judgment or a final order. There's no final judgment here, so the question is final order. I'll start with the statutory language change in LB 464 in 2014. It's our position, as Your Honor pointed out, that the removal of the relevant language there does not mandate that this be a final order. Rather, it simply opens it up for ordinary final order analysis. And I think that's the logical conclusion to draw for a couple different reasons. First, the legislature, if they intended this to be a final appeal order, very well have said so explicitly in the statute. They did not. They've done that in other contexts. I cited a couple of statutes, but that's the case in my brain. Additionally, I think that if that was actually their intent, they would have made that perfectly clear concerning the long history of these types of orders being reviewed after final judgment. That's gone on for 40 or so years. I cited a couple of cases in my brief for that as well.
Are you familiar with the legislative history of LB 464?
I am. There's nothing basically of value in there that I saw.
Are you aware of how it was originally drafted?
Not off the top of my head. I recall reading the Judiciary Committee notes, the floor debates. Don't recall anything pointing toward this being a final order, or even really that issue being addressed. I missed that.
How do you think this issue fits with the transfer the other direction from juvenile to criminal court?
Yeah.
An order of that nature.
Sure. There's really, I guess, four scenarios where this comes up. I know this court has addressed or heard arguments on three separate juvenile court cases in the past couple months. My situation, obviously, where it's denied, it starts in district court. We submit that's not a final appealable order. When it's granted, the transfer from district court to juvenile court, a bit unclear, but it seems like that might actually be a final appealable order because once you get into juvenile court, the prosecutor's ability to appeal a final judgment is much like an error proceeding. So once jeopardy has attached, which attaches in juvenile court after adjudication, then there's no reversal and modification of the judgment. That's allowed.
And how about if a case begins in juvenile court?
Sure.
And there's a motion the state to go to criminal
court.
Right,
those are the other two scenarios. So if you start in juvenile court and the prosecutor moves to transfer to district or county court and it's denied, again, I think that would probably be final and appealable because if you go past the adjudication phase, there's no modification of the judgment allowed under the appeal statutes from juvenile court. If it's granted, I see no reason why that could not also be reviewed after final judgment. So it would be much like this my case here, where it's something that you can review after conviction and sentence, and if, in fact, it should have stayed in juvenile court, then you just reverse vacate the judgment and remand it to juvenile court, or if juvenile court jurisdiction has run out because it's turned 19 or older, I suppose it would just be a plain dismissal at that point. So I guess those are the four scenarios that I envision with this type of motion and ruling. In my situation, or in our situation, though, I would emphasize again that we are starting in district court. It's a denial, and there's no reason it can't be reviewed after final judgment. So, as I was saying, it opens up the question to ordinary final order analysis. As I set forth in my brief, I think it is a special proceeding. It's pursuant to a statute. It's separate.
You made reference to cases pending in front of this court, which involve transfers from the juvenile court to the adult court, the reverse.
Correct. Yes.
How will our opinions in those cases affect this case?
Well, I don't.
One way or the other.
I don't think it will, because again, the situation is really four separate scenarios, and you have to go through the substantial right analysis in each one. Where you're transferring from juvenile court to district court, that would be reviewable after final judgment. Or if it's denied, moving from juvenile court to district court, I think that might actually be appealable on the part of the prosecutor. Again, it's sort of like an error proceeding there, where if you move forward past the adjudication phase, you cannot get any reversal or modification of the judgment. The prosecutor would be stuck in juvenile court regardless of the propriety of the decision. My situation, however, is different because we're starting at district court. It's denied, and it's still reviewable at the end of the judgment. So I don't think that those cases, while they're related in interpreting the statutes and certainly in the type of motion and hearing at issue, I think my case is separate.
I think where we're all going is to see if this is a rational arrangement. Juvenile to criminal, criminal to juvenile, and maybe they don't maybe they're not necessarily mirror images, but maybe they are. That's what we're exploring.
Well, sure, and I
after 464.
Sure, after 464 and doing the final order analysis, I think the rational split is that basically, in short, if it stays in juvenile court, it would be immediately reviewable. If it goes to district court, it would not be. That's how I see the split.
That's been the state's position. Cases argued to the court.
Sure. I don't want to speak on three separate cases where I haven't read the record or anything, but that seems to be a logical outcome.
Thank you.
And in this particular case, we do think it was a special proceeding. We do not think it affected a substantial right, primarily based on State v. Meese, where this court explicitly said there isn't a constitutional right to be tried as a juvenile. There's also, in our view, no statutory right in this particular situation. 15 at the time of the offense, and he committed alleged to have committed a 1C class 2 felony. So it's discretionary where the prosecutor would charge it initially, and it's also discretionary whether the district court would transfer it. Additionally, as I said before, based on our case law, it's effectively reviewable at the end of the prosecution, and this court in re-adoption of Madison has said that was one of the primary factors in determining whether the order substantially affected a substantial right. So, in our view, again, no final order. It was a special proceeding, but not affecting a substantial right. We'd ask this court to dismiss this case for lack of jurisdiction. On the merits, just briefly, if this court disagrees, we submit there was no abuse of discretion because the court basically employed the correct framework, considered the relevant factors, and reached an appropriate decision based on the evidence presented.
Mr. Shanahan appears to argue that because of recent United States Supreme Court cases talking about the difference between juveniles and adults, that there is some right emanating from those cases to transfer to juvenile court.
I disagree. Those cases, I think, obviously were in the adult court. They're talking about sentencing considerations. They didn't touch on in any way, in our view, whether there's right to try it as a juvenile at all. So I disagree with that assertion. So that's all the questions this court has.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any time for rebuttal? There is no time for rebuttal. We will go on to the next case of the day, which is State versus Joseph D. Sen, Jr. petition for further review.